This is 99% Invisible. I'm Roman Mars. If you've ever looked at a Google map, you know exactly what this map looks like.
Gray for the landmass, blue for the water. Arterial roads, they're yellow. If they're side streets, they're white.
It's just like any other map.
Except that the map you're looking at isn't of what's really there.
The creator of this map is a guy who calls himself Van Schnookenragen.
I go under the name of Van Schnookenragen. It doesn't mean anything. It's pure gibberish. My actual name is Andrew Lynch.
Our producer, Sam Greenspan, spoke with Andrew in New York City.
Andrew Lynch is a professional realtor by day and amateur cartographer by night. And this map of Andrew's that we're talking about, it doesn't depict the streets of Manhattan as they are. It shows what became very close to becoming reality.
But didn't.
What I've done is to draw what Google Maps would look like if Robert Moses had gotten his way in the mid-20th century.
Okay, so Robert Moses, the true power broker of New York. Moses built bridges and beaches and highways and public housing, and he did a lot of the master planning of New York City and surroundings. But some of what he's most famous, or infamous for, is what didn't get built.
He wanted to build two highways through Manhattan, one through downtown, through Soho and Tribeca, and one through Midtown, just south of 34th Street.
And that's what Andrew Lynch has drawn into the Google map, what those highways would look like today.
And these two hypothetical highways would have been a disaster, but probably something you would have gotten used to as a driver in the city.
But below it all, New York City would be almost unrecognizable from what it is today. And it just so happened that when I was talking with Andrew, we were in Lower Manhattan. So I asked him to give me a tour of what isn't there, based on his maps.
You can hear the street traffic, but it would have been 10 times worse than this. It would have been dark. It would have been like we were approaching a very loud, sort of monstrous creature. It would have been drenched in darkness right now. It would be smelling exhaust. Lots of car noise. You'd hear that whoosh. That whoosh that you always get next to a highway. There would be these ramps going along these side streets, wrapping around buildings. To get from 3-4 stories in the air, you have to have ramps coming down. You would have had the highway itself running down to the west over there. Good luck finding anyone to live or rent or work there. Everywhere you look, buildings literally would have just been surrounded by highway ramps.
A dynamic filth machine.
Back in the real world, things are quite nice around Lower Manhattan.
Where we're standing now, it's open, there's trees over there, there's big buildings right here. None of this would be here.
Which brings us back to Andrew's map of Robert Moses' unbuilt Manhattan. I think what's most striking about these documents is how innocuous it all looks in its palette of Google standard grays and blues and yellows. Andrew created the map to try to show how terrible these projects would have been, but in the process of making it, he was actually able to see the project from the planner's point of view.
As I went through cutting across Manhattan, before I drew in the highway, I just looked at the swath that I had erased. I could put myself in Robert Moses' shoes where I'm not looking at a city while I'm doing that. I'm looking at a map. And because I don't see the people and I don't see the homes, I don't see the buildings, it's very tempting to just be like, okay, you just put it right there.
The story of how all of this didn't come to be is a long one, and it usually centers around an activist named Jane Jacobs, who led a campaign to keep Moses' highways from destroying her beloved neighborhood, Greenwich Village.
And even though the highways on Lynch's fake Google map never got built, the threat of the Lower Manhattan Expressway really crystallized the story of Jacobs' neighborhood. It's almost as if the threat from Robert Moses made Greenwich Village into the place it now seems destined to have become. Invisible was produced this week by Sam Greenspan, Avery Truffleman, and me, Roman Mars. We are a project of KALW and the American Institute of Architects, San Francisco, distributed by PRX. Find out more at 99pi.org.